More than 1,000 people in a fishing village in South Sri Lanka line up for rations.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Scenes like this are repeated all over the island nation. NGOs or non-governmental organizations are seeing record donations. World Vision National President Yu Wah Lee.
The wave of generosity that has come. I mean, levels of fundraising have never been seen before in the world, I think.
There are big donations and big challenges. It's tough to get aid to remote villages. Some political groups claim they're not getting their fair share. And just coordinating the relief effort is a massive job. Sithmini Perera with World Vision is optimistic.
And the government, along with so many other NGOs and any other, are working tirelessly to get the people back on their foot and to rebuild their lives.
Much of that is up to the Sri Lankan people. What made me hopeful was when I spoke to children in this relief line about what they want to be when they grow up.
A doctor.
A doctor?
Yes.
Wow, wonderful. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
Sindhu.
Sindhu.
He's like to going to be a singer.
Can you sing a little for me?
Elia Aran. Elendolen. Sisila.
Singing in the dead of night. So if we can build as a nation amidst of all this,
take these broken wings and learn to fly,
with the help of the international friends that we've got,
all your life,
I don't think we will be given a better opportunity.
You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
In Sri Lanka, Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.